Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, it is time for TMZ.
Hey, it's time.
It's time for TMZ.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMZ. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Hi, everybody! Welcome to an all-new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey guys, real quick, do me a favor. Don't forget to visit, subscribe, share, and like our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, today's episode is going to be absolutely amazing. I could not wait to get here to this Thursday and share this episode with you, with each and every one of you. But before I do that, guys, guess what? Guess what, guys? My wife's birthday, Nicole, her birthday was July the 4th. And I know this is July the 10th, but we celebrated her birthday last week. So once again, I want to give Nicole a huge shout out and a happy birthday to you, Nicole. Man, it was a great time. I did all of the cooking. I did all of the grilling. And man, it was fantastic. Absolutely amazing. Man, listen, I couldn't wait for this Thursday. I couldn't wait for this day. I couldn't wait for this episode. It has had me on pins and needles to share it. It's one of those things that you just can't hold back. You just can't keep to yourself. So what I want to say is to all of those, if this is your very first time tuning in, your very first time hearing my voice, do me a favor, if you are new to the show, go ahead and type in the chat. If you're watching this, type in the word new, N-E-W. And wherever you are around the world, whichever letters spell out the word new, type that word into, type in the word new, wherever you are. If you're listening in Portugal, Trinidad and Tobago, the UK, Canada, Spain, North Korea, South Korea, China, Japan, Mexico, all over the world, South Africa. Guys, if you're listening to the show, thank you right now. If you're watching it, I really appreciate that very, very much. And to those who say, well, Travis, listen, man, I'm not new. I've been watching the show ever since you've been streaming. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Thank you very much for tuning in. You guys are some amazing people. Thank you guys for tuning in. Listen, everybody that's been watching this show for a while, if you've been watching the show for a while, you know one thing, that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you like to tell and maybe come on a show, drop us your email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. That's tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And listen, guys, check this out. Each week, I'm going to be doing something amazing. Every time I come on, I always share something good with you. Well, guess what? Now it's your turn. It's your turn to share something good. That's right. I want someone, I want you to email me your tell me something good moments. That's right. Email me your tell me something good moments. And when you email me your tell me something good moments, it could be a moment of something good that happened to you or to your coworker or whoever, email that to me with your name. And I will call out your name on the following week's show. That's right. That means people all around the world will get to hear your name as I give you a shout out for your tell me something good moment. Where do you send it to? No worries. Send it to tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And guess what? You can even remain anonymous if you like. So there you go. Guys, listen, I want to go ahead and play our sponsorship information because I'm ready to get started in this show here today. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. Listen, grab your potato chips, grab your popcorn, grab your favorite snack, get something to drink, kick your heels up and relax because this show is just getting started.
Walmart,
I'll be back now.
A proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link bit.ly/tellmesomething21 and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo, the best way to sell tech.
There it is right there, guys. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The information to visit our sponsors, guys, is right there below in the chat. And if you are not watching this while it's streaming, Guys, listen up. You'll hear it later on in the show, so don't go nowhere. Guys, listen. I know that you, like me, have been kind of waiting for the show to kind of dive in, and I'm going to dive into it. So if you did not get a chance to catch what today's episode topic is about, today's episode is push your own buttons. Yeah, push your own buttons. I know you're probably wondering, where in the world is Travis going to go with that? Listen, man, I kid you not, when I was a kid, I tried to have as much fun as I possibly could. I did. I really enjoyed being a kid and getting out just doing kid things. And one of the things I enjoyed being a kid was trying to build things, right? Trying to build tree houses, trying to build go-karts. And usually, this was me. I want to show you a picture of what it was kind of like being me. A little kid outside trying to build stuff and using a brick. Yeah, using a brick to hammer nails into boards, trying to build things. This is me. I'm just showing a picture of a little kid trying to hammer some nails with a brick into a board. Usually, that's kind of how I was. I was out there just trying to swing my brick. Yeah, I was just out there swinging my brick. That's all I was doing, just trying to be a kid. And I was out there swinging one of these. I was out there swinging my brick. Yeah, just like everybody else today. People really be out here swinging at life with bricks, loud and messy and heavy, but never really building anything. Listen, here's what I've learned. We've gotten so good at ignoring what's broken, we've forgotten how to build. We keep slamming bricks, hoping life will hold together. And when you are not building, all you're doing is waiting. Yeah, whenever you're not building, all you're doing is waiting. Listen, be honest. You've been waiting for someone to motivate you to get started. Oh yeah, I got a dream, but I'm waiting for the right thing to motivate me. You have some hopes to change some things, but you're waiting on the right thing to motivate you. You said you want your life to go in a different direction, but you're waiting on something special to motivate you. You've been waiting for someone to motivate you, waiting for a sign. I'm going to write my book, but I'm going to wait for the right sign. I'm waiting for the right thing, and I'm waiting for something. So you've been wanting to do something different, but you've been waiting to be motivated. You've been waiting for a sign. You've been waiting for approval. You've been waiting for that right person to pat you on the back. You've been waiting for the right person to acknowledge you. Let me help you out. But real growth doesn't wait. Yeah, real growth doesn't wait. It pushes its own buttons. And if you're serious about becoming the best version of you, it starts with confrontation, not comfort. So if you're going to rise, you've got to confront what's been keeping you nailed down. I was a kid and I enjoyed trying to build things. I did. When I was a kid, I enjoyed building things like a clubhouse or go-karts. I really did. Now, I didn't have fancy tools. So I would grab what I had, usually a big old brick just like this. I didn't have a toolkit. I didn't have a toolbox. And I did not want to stop building. So I would look around and I would pick up the first thing I saw that I thought could get the job done. And usually it was a big old brick just like this. And I would get this big brick and I would slam and hit the nails with this big brick. I would nail everything in with my big old brick. And I started slamming nails. And guess what? It worked. Until it didn't. I learned something about slamming nails with that brick. I learned something when I was hammering those nails into place with that brick. I learned something. This is what I learned. I would grab my brick and I would slam those nails with that brick and I would hit those nails with that brick. But I learned something. Even though it worked and I could hit nails all day with that brick, I learned one thing. That brick couldn't pull a single nail out. It just kept driving it in deeper. Yeah. The brick couldn't pull not one nail out. The only thing that brick could do was drive the nail in deeper. That's it. That's all it could do. I could hit all day, but if something needed fixing, if something needed adjusting, if something needed changing, I didn't have the right tool. I could swing my brick all day long, but if I needed to make some adjustments on the fly, that brick couldn't help me because it could not pull one nail out. The only thing my brick could do was drive my nails in deeper. But if something needed fixing, adjusting, changing, I didn't have the right tool. That's how we treat confrontation. Yeah, and I know you've been taught to be non-confrontational. I know you've been taught to run and shy. I know you've been taught not to confront some stuff. I know you don't want to deal with confrontation, but sometimes you're going to have to deal and stir some stuff up. And that's how we've been taught to treat confrontation. The only thing we know about confrontation is swinging a brick. All we know how to do is drive it in deeper. All we know how to do is keep swinging at it. All we know how to do is to push it in further. That's how we treat confrontation. We think that confrontation is just about swinging hard, about yelling louder, proving we're right. But confrontation, real, true confrontation, it isn't a brick. Real confrontation isn't a brick. True confrontation is a hammer with both ends. Yeah, true and real confrontation isn't a brick. It's a hammer with both ends. It can drive things in and pull them out. The issue ain't that you're too soft. That's not the issue. The issue ain't that you're too soft. The issue is we've stopped pushing our own buttons. We stopped driving what needs to be driven. We stopped getting started. But the issue isn't that you're too soft. The issue is we stopped pushing our own buttons, and we have been hitting the same nail over and over again, hoping that no one would notice, hoping if we hit it enough times, we won't have to deal with it. I remember there were times as a kid when I would be outside and I'm trying to build things, or maybe a treehouse or something, and I was nailing things using my brick. And I had already hit the nail with the brick. And because now the nail is stuck in the brick, I would hit that nail over and over. I would hit that same nail repeatedly, hoping that if I hit it enough times, no one will notice it. If I hit it enough times, no one will see it. And that's what some of us are doing. We're taking our bricks and we're hitting the same nail over and over again, hoping that no one would notice it, hoping that we won't have to deal with it, hoping we won't have to look at it, hoping we won't have to face it. And all we're doing is pushing it in further, hoping that if we hit it enough times, we won't have to deal with it. And the only thing we have successfully done is get the nail further in. It's to get the nail in deeper. But let me say this to you that's listening, to everybody that is watching. You can't build something new if you're afraid to remove what's already stuck. Make yourself uncomfortable, not out of pain, but out of purpose. Yeah, let me say that again. You can't build something new if you're afraid to remove what's already stuck. Using my big brick, I became very familiar with using my brick. I would use it every time I went to build something. I got so good at using the brick, I didn't want to use a hammer. I got so comfortable with using a brick, if they offered me a hammer, I would go grab my brick. And that's how some of us are. We have become so used at swinging a brick that we don't want to use the right tools to get the job done. We have become so used to swinging our brick that we've become so comfortable with how it feels in our hands. We don't even know how to use the right tool. Let me just ask everybody this question. Have you become so comfortable with using your brick that if somebody were to give you and hand you the right tool, would you reject it? Have you become so accustomed to how that brick feels in your hand? If somebody were trying to hand you some new tools of how to get things done, would you argue with them? Sometimes those new tools could be learning a new skill. Sometimes that new tool could be forgetting about your brick and picking up something that you can use. Have you become so comfortable with using your brick that that's the only thing you reach for, that that's the first thing you reach for? Using a big old brick to hammer the nails got the job done. I'm not gonna lie. I would use my big old brick and I would set it aside because no one else could use my brick. That's right. Using a big old brick, it did get the job done. I'm not gonna lie, it did. It got the job done until a change needed to be made. It got the job done until something different came up. It got the job done until something unexpected popped up. It got the job done until something I wasn't looking for came up. It got the job done until something that I did not foresee, until something I didn't count on happening appeared. It got the job done until I needed to make a change. And that's where some of us are right now. We're swinging our brick, but it won't let you make a change. I'm swinging my brick and things are still the same. I'm swinging my brick and everything looks the same way it did last year. I'm swinging my brick and my New Year's resolution, nothing has changed. I'm swinging my brick and my job looks the same. My family looks the same. I still feel the same. I'm swinging my brick and everything's still the same. I'm swinging my brick. But I found out that the brick would work to hammer the nails. It would work to drive the nails, but the brick couldn't change not one thing. What have you been doing? What have you been swinging all this time? And still nothing has changed. You've been swinging. You've been talking to them. And still nothing has changed. You've been watching them do the same thing. And still nothing has changed. You've been watching them not respect your boundaries. And still nothing has changed. And you said to yourself, well, I'm just going to give them some time. And still nothing has changed. You've watched him pass over you for the promotion, and you said, well, if it was meant for me, it still nothing has changed. All the toxic relationships in your mind, all that toxic stuff is still there. Well, one day I'll get past it, and still nothing has changed. You've been swinging your brick, and you still had to fight off the same feelings of inferiority. You've been swinging your brick and you're still facing the same feelings of inadequacy. You've been swinging your bricks and you still face low self-esteem. You've been swinging your bricks and just hoping that someday it will all fall into place. You're finding out, and now you're finding out that swinging your brick only drives it in further. You found that swinging your bricks only pushes the nail in further. You found that swinging your brick won't remove one thing. Swinging your brick won't change one thing. Many of us have been hitting the same nail. Yeah, I know. Many of us, we have been hitting the same nail. That brick couldn't pull a single nail out. It just kept driving it in deeper. And that's how life is. When we avoid the hard stuff, when we avoid the hard stuff, that's just how life is. It keeps driving it in. Every time we avoid the hard confrontations, it keeps driving it in further. Listen, the longer and you take to address it, the harder it is to get out. The more you'll drive it in. That's how life is. When we avoid the hard stuff, we keep hammering on the same insecurities, hammering on the same habits, hammering on the same cycles, but we're not removing anything. I know I shouldn't be involved in that toxic relationship. We're just hammering the same nails. I know I need to address this situation, hammering the same nail. I know smoking is bad for my health, but you're hammering the same nail. I know that I'm a better person than that mistake. I'm hammering the same nail. You keep bringing up the very same thing that you did, hammering the same nail. I wasn't a good parent to my kid, and I'm hammering the same thing. Nothing seems to be changing in my life. I'm trying to do the right thing, hammering the same nail, the same insecurities, and the same cycles. Listen, we have confused action with progress. We're moving, but not becoming, because we've refused to pick up the one tool that would change everything: confrontation. And I know a lot of us, when we begin to think about the word confrontation, it makes a lot of people feel uneasy. Just saying the word confrontation makes a lot of people begin to feel a little anxious, a little anxiety begins to build up. When you say the word confrontation, a lot of people get scared and they begin to close in and they become a little withdrawn to themselves, because confrontation. Man, no, not that. No, I'm not going to be confrontational. And confrontation is not a brick. I know when we think of confrontation, we think of confrontation as a big old brick that's meant for doing one thing, and that's swinging hard and hitting hard. But if that's the only way you think of confrontation, then you're missing it. Then you're missing out on the tool that it can really be. Confrontation is not a brick. Confrontation is really like a hammer with both sides to it. Yeah, confrontation is really just like a hammer with two ends to it. One end of the hammer represents the force you need to drive things or put things into place. The other end of the hammer is the effort you need to remove something. Let me put up a picture example. This is really what confrontation is really like. It's really like a hammer with both sides. One side of the hammer is for force, because you have to force some things into place. See, sometimes some things don't fall into place. So you have to use the side of the hammer and force it into place. And some things in life, they don't just happen. Some things in life don't just fall into place. Sometimes you have to become a hammer and you have to force some things into place. So confrontation is like a hammer with both ends to it. One side of a hammer represents the force that you need to drive things or put things into place. The other end of the hammer represents the effort you need to remove something. Yeah, one side is for force and one side is for effort. Therefore, one end of the hammer represents force and the other end of the hammer represents effort. But they both are on the same hammer. You find force and effort both on the same hammer, and they both are necessary to complete the job. They both are necessary to make the hammer complete. And this is where most of us are finding ourselves. Yeah, right now, this is where most of us are finding ourselves. Somewhere between force and effort. We get up early in the morning and go to work. We put in our hours, we come home, then we do what we need to do at home, we pay our bills. That's the force. Yeah, that's the force. That's driving. That's what's driving us. Yeah, we get up early and do the things we need to do, or we do our tasks, we do our chores, or if you're in school, you study, you do your homework, and you turn in your assignments on time, you go to class, you pay attention. All those things, that's the force. We do all those things we're supposed to do. That is the force. We put in our hours and we do all those things. We become like a nail, and the force is driving us, hammering us, and the effort is our mindsets. It's the way that we think, because it's the way we think. It's the way that we are thinking. The effort is the way that we are thinking.
We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes, my gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Woo!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Visit a store today.
Because it's the way we think that will determine if we remain stuck or not. It's the way that we think that determines how far we gonna come up. Yeah, but force and effort, but force and effort both live in the same hammer at the same time. Look at that. One side of the hammer is for force. The other side of the hammer is for effort. But they both live in the hammer at the same time. What this tells me is this. It is possible to put in more force than we do effort. And it's equally impossible that we put in effort but very little force. That is, very little force, very little passion, very little drive, limiting beliefs. It's possible to put in all your effort, but put no force behind it. And you find that with people who say, yeah, I'm going to start my business. You have the effort, but you put no force behind it. You didn't do any research on the new job that you want to, on the, you do any research on the business that you want to create. I'm gonna write a book, but you haven't written one page yet. Yeah, I'm gonna write a movie, I'm gonna write a song, or I'm gonna design something, I'm gonna create some brand new technology, but you haven't learned anything yet. You got all the effort, but no force behind it. I want to learn. You set a goal to learn a new language. You got the effort. You got the passion. You got, but there's no, you got the idea, but there's no force. There's no drive. It's not getting you up. You're not doing the work. You're not doing what it takes to make it happen. You just keep talking about it and talking about it and talking about it, but you're doing nothing to make it happen. You put in all that effort, but very little force. And we continue to hammer the same nail because we avoid using the one tool that is designed to get things unstuck. Confrontation. Yeah, I know. Coming up, we teach our kids, we teach everybody that confrontation. Oh, don't have confrontation with nobody. Don't get into confrontation with anybody. And we get so to the point that confrontation almost has a bad reputation. You know what I'm saying? Confrontation is like a person. It just gets a bad reputation. It does. It gets a bad reputation. And people try to avoid confrontation when it's really needed. And we continue to swing this brick, and we think if I yell loud enough, it'll fix it. If I scream loud enough, it'll fix it. If I flex muscle mad enough, it'll fix it. If I get angry loud more, it'll fix it. If I bust a hole in a wall, it'll fix it. But confrontation is not a brick. It's a hammer with two sides to it. Confrontation. And let me just say this. Now, I have heard some bad words. And I have used some bad words. But we have to see confrontation, that confrontation isn't a bad word. Yeah, I know. We treat it like it's a bad word. We treat it like it's a four-letter curse word. Confrontation is not a bad word. It's a builder's tool. Yeah, it's a builder's tool. If you were a builder and you have blueprints and you're going to build anything, you're going to be confronted by some things. You might be confronted with the landscape that you're trying to build, that you're trying to build a, let's say you're trying to build a house, and you're confronted with how the ground is made and how the ground is sloped. You're confronted with the trees in your way. You're confronted with the weather not cooperating with you. Everything's not going to work the way that you want. So you have to deal with confrontation. It is a builder's tool. That's right. Confrontation is a hammer with two sides. It's a builder's tool. Builders use hammers. If you're not building with a hammer, all you're using is a brick. Confrontation is a builder's tool. Just like a hammer, anyone who's building something, if you're building a house, you're going to go grab a hammer. You're building your deck, you go grab a hammer because it's a builder's tool. Any builder can tell you that when they get the project that they want to build, that there will come some confrontation. It removes the things. So a hammer has one side for effort to remove things. It removes the things holding us back, and emotional confrontation. Let me tell you about that. Emotional confrontation. It's about facing the part of you that's been silently sabotaging your growth. When you push your own buttons, you force yourself to answer questions you'd rather avoid. Questions like, why am I afraid of success? Why do I shut down when I feel vulnerable? What belief about myself needs to be ripped out instead of hammered deeper? Guys, I want to show you a picture of something. This is a picture of a rubber mallet. It's a hammer, but it's called a rubber mallet, but it's still a hammer. And if you look at it, you could use either side to hammer things. This mallet only has one side. And each side is made to do the same thing. Each side of this hammer, of this mallet, is made to do one thing, and that is to hammer things. Some hammers only contain the end that uses force. And that's just how some people are. All they know how to do is use that mallet. All they know how to do is use force. All they know how to do is use manipulation. All they know how to do is be narcissistic. All they know how to do is try to con. All they know how to do is swing that hammer. Some hammers only contain the end that uses force. For example, like this mallet that you see here in the picture, which means it has limited usefulness. If all you can do is use force, if all you can do is use manipulation, if all you can do is try to go by where you was born, if all you can do is use the way you dress, if all you could do is use your hair, that means you have limited usefulness. If all you could do is use the same tricks and you wonder why it hasn't changed, if all you could do is force, then your usefulness becomes limited. If all you can do is hang around people who look like you, then your usefulness is limited. If all you can do is get along with people who have the same background as you, then your usefulness is limited. If all you can do is communicate with those who speak your same language, then your usefulness has become limited. If all you can do is accept people who have the same background as you, then your usefulness becomes limited. If all you can do is accept people from your side of town who went to school like you, who believe the way you do, then your usefulness is limited. It can't be used for different projects, because hammers like that can't be used for different projects because it lacks the versatility that is required to complete certain other projects. If it lacks the versatility for certain projects, that means it also lacks the vision to be used in certain projects. What this really means is this. We have got to learn to be versatile or remain stuck on the same project. Yeah. Have you ever seen someone who they say, man, I'm starting my business, and they start it and start going good, and then 10 years later, their business is still in the same place. It hasn't grown. It hasn't developed. The person who owns the business hasn't grown. The person who owns the business hasn't developed. They still think the same things, and those things they're thinking, they're outdated. Have you ever seen someone like that? They got an idea to do something. 6 months later, you ask them, man, how's your idea going? How's it developing? Oh, I don't know, man. And they can't tell you because they lack the versatility. They lack the vision. We have got to learn to be versatile, or we will remain stuck on the same project. It's the reason why a lot of businesses did not grow with technology. They did not go out of business because they didn't have people. They went out of business because they couldn't be versatile. Think about all the businesses that you know have gone out of business. They are no longer around, all because they couldn't be versatile enough. All they could do was swing one way. All they could do was hammer. All they could do was use force. All they could do was drive. There was no versatility in what they were doing. If they didn't go out of business because they didn't have people to work, they went out of business because they didn't have versatility. And let me be, and if we are being honest, the things that you want to do in your life requires that you be versatile. The changes that you want to see for your family, the personal changes that you want to make, listen, all of that becomes a reality when we become versatile. If all you can do is talk about the same thing, then your usefulness becomes limited. They don't want to be around you because you're so smart. They don't want to be around you because you're limited. It's not, and a lot of times we'll say, well, I guess I'm the smartest person in the room, so nobody wants to be around me. You ever stop to think? They've heard you tell that same story over and over again. You ever stop to think that when you're in there, you're the only one doing all the talking? You ever stop to think you talk about the same thing over again, never giving somebody else a chance? It's called versatility. You can't become the hammer with only one end to it and expect to be used in projects that requires both ends. We must become versatile. Yeah, we got to become versatile. If we want to be used in different areas of our life, if we want to go to different things, we've got to become versatile. Listen, even in our conversations, it's got to become versatile. I know you like talking about certain things, but maybe, just maybe, this isn't the time for that. Maybe this isn't the time to talk. Maybe it's a time to learn something new. Maybe it's a time to have a different conversation about something. If all you could do is talk about that one topic, no wonder nobody wants to talk to you. You talk about the same thing It's that same. And listen, and when you keep having the same conversation about the same thing, you just like this rubber mallet. All you can do is hit the same thing. And you wondering why? Because you keep hitting. You keep showing only one side of you. You're only showing one perspective of you. We know there's more to you, but you're only willing to show one side of you. You keep showing one side of you, and then you want to know why you're not getting accepted for different projects. You want to know why they're not talking to you. You want to know why you're not, because you keep just showing just one side of you. Listen, there is more to you than what you have been showing. There's more to you than what you've been willing to show. There are more sides to you than what you have let on. There's another side of you that you have yet let people be seen. Listen, I know there may have been some things in your life that occurred that made you feel like you can only show one side. But baby, there's more to you than this. I want somebody who knows that there's more to them, put that in chat and say, there's more to me than that. There's more to me than that. Somebody else may have hurt you, but there's more to you than that. You may have had some loss in your life, but there's more to you than that. Some things may have come up and was a setback, but there's more to you than your setback. There's more to you than what you lost. There's more to you than what you forgot. There's more to you than your mistake. There's more to you than your health challenge. Somebody put it in chat that there's more to me. Yeah, there's more to me. They thought there's only one side of you, but baby, there's more to me. Yeah, there's more to me. They thought that you were just a one-trick pony. They had no idea that there was more to you. They had no idea that there was more to you. They thought that all you could do was go to work and come home. They had no idea there was more to you. They had no idea. Listen, I want you to think about every inventor you know. I don't care who it is. Every inventor you know. At one point in time, somebody called them everything but an inventor. At some point, somebody called them everything but great, until they showed them there was more to them. This is a day that you begin to show people there's more to me than that. You ought to put that in chat. You ought to say that every morning you wake up, there's more to me than that. I don't care what happened 5 minutes ago, there's more to you than that. The side of the hammer that does all the swinging and all the hitting, this side that does all the swinging, that does all the hitting, does not require much thinking. All you have to do is just hit. Doesn't require much thinking, doesn't require much vision, doesn't require much imagination, doesn't require versatility, doesn't require any kind of vision, doesn't require any kind of look forward to this. All you have to do is keep doing the same thing. The side of the hammer that does all the force, all you have to do is keep repeating the same thing you've been doing. Doesn't require any imagination. Doesn't require any new skills. Doesn't require learning anything. Doesn't require learning new techniques. Doesn't require learning any new languages. Doesn't require obtaining new relationships. Doesn't require training new friendships. All it requires is you do the same thing. And most of us who know how to use a hammer have seen someone use one before, whether it was someone in our family or a friend. So using the part of the hammer that nails things in, all it requires is doing the same things we saw somebody else do. All it requires is that we do the same thing somebody else told us to do. All it requires is to do the same thing we saw on TV. All it requires is the same thing we saw in the movies. All it requires is for us to do the same thing. Oh, my culture don't do that. We don't do that in my culture. So you keep using the same hammer. Oh, people like me. Oh, man, I'm from a different side of town, man. We don't do that. Keep using the same side of the hammer. So that side of the hammer that drives things in, that nails things in, that side of the hammer does not require much thinking. It does not require much vision. You just need to be able to see it and swing at it. But the other side of the hammer, the other side of the hammer sometimes requires a little imagination to do what you're trying to do. The other side of the hammer requires a different type of relationship. The other side of the hammer requires doing something different than you've done before. The other side of the hammer requires a little maneuverability. The other side of the hammer requires adjustments. And what you have to understand, the other side of the hammer is made for making adjustments. The reason there's another side of the hammer is so you can make adjustments. I know people have said that once you make a mistake, you're going to always be that way. Once you do that thing, you'll never get better. They had no idea that you was going to make some adjustments. The other side of the hammer looks differently because it's designed to make adjustments. That's the reason you look different. It's because you've been making some adjustments. The reason you can't keep doing the same things you were doing 5 years ago is because you've been making some adjustments. The reason you tuned in today is because you are ready to make some adjustments. The reason, it's the reason one side of the hammer looks differently than the other side, because one side is for keeping things the same way. The other side is for making adjustments. And I believe that there are people right now who are listening and they're saying, I'm making some adjustments. I've been hitting at it and nothing has changed. I've been swinging at it and everything looks the same, but I'm making some adjustments. Listen, you don't have to put the hammer down. All you have to do is turn the hammer over. Yeah, you don't have to stop it. Just turn the hammer over. You don't have to start everything brand new. All you have to do is make some adjustments. There's some people right now, you've been wondering, do I need to start from scratch? Do I need to start all over? Maybe your story isn't that you need to start over. Maybe your story isn't to put the hammer down. Maybe your story is just to turn the hammer over. For the longest in my life, I kept trying to use this side of the hammer. For the longest in my life, I kept using the wrong side of the hammer, the side of the hammer that keeps doing the same thing. And if I keep doing the same thing, I'm going to keep seeing the same thing and wondering why I don't see nothing different. It wasn't until I learned that if I just turn the hammer over, I could make some adjustments. If I turn the hammer over, I could remove some things. If I turn the hammer over, I can pull some things out that's been stuck. This side of the hammer is made for different relationships. Maybe in order to get unstuck, you might have to have some different relationships. Maybe to get unstuck, you have to change what you've been saying. Maybe to get unstuck, you have to change what you've been thinking, what you've been saying about yourself. One side of the hammer is made for driving everything in. The other side of the hammer may require some maneuvering, may require some thinking, may require some more training. Maybe all you need to do is just turn the hammer over. One side, all it requires is you to sing it, see it, then you can swing at it. But the other side, sometimes you have to maneuver it in the right position to get enough leverage in order to pull. Yeah, sometimes the other side of the hammer requires you to do a little maneuvering, a little thinking, a little self-reflecting, a little addressing some things with yourself, addressing the hard topic. The other side of the hammer is made for making adjustments, because sometimes with the other side of the hammer, you may have to maneuver it into the right position to get enough leverage in order to pull. And I'm convinced there are people who are listening right now that have been waiting for the right leverage so they can pull. If this is you, if you're saying, I have been waiting to pull, I just needed some leverage, I'm ready to pull, I just needed some leverage, all I need is a little leverage, I might have to maneuver some things, I might have to change some things, I might have to learn some new things, I might have to get some new friends, I might have to change the way I think. Understand this, changing the way you think will give you the leverage to pull. Sometimes changing relationships can give you the relations to give you the leverage to pull. I'm convinced that there are people listening, there are people watching that said all I needed was the leverage to pull. Type it in the chat. I'm pulling. I'm pulling. Say it to yourself. I'm pulling. Say it to a friend. Text this to somebody you know who needs to pull, because this is the last day you stop swinging and start pulling. This is the last day you hit what you should be pulling. This is the last time you choose not to confront what you thought you should be hitting. Just go, don't just go along anymore. I'm not just going along anymore. I'm going to hit it. I'm going to pull it. I'm going to confront it. I'm going to get it out. If I have to confront my own self, I'm going to confront it. We've confused action with progress. We're moving, but not becoming, because we refuse to pick up the one tool that we use that will change everything. Confrontation. Confrontation with our trauma. Confrontation with our laziness. Confrontation with our excuses. Sometimes facing certain traumas and things that happen in our lives, you may not be able to confront it all by yourself. You may need to get some assistance. You may need to call a therapist. Do something, but confront that thing that's been keeping you nailed down. There's more to you than what you've been showing. There's more to you than what that trauma has been holding back. There's more to you than what that ex told you. There's more to you than what you've lost. Confront what's been keeping you nailed down. It's not about punishing yourself. It's about challenging yourself. That's what push your own buttons really mean. Stop waiting for life to push you. Stop waiting for friends and relatives to push you. Push yourself. Push yourself to face yourself. Push yourself to face the thing that you've been dodging. And a lot of us are good at dodging things. Push yourself to face yourself. Here's what I want you to do. Set one thing that you're going to do. Set one goal that you're going to do this week that you're going to confront. Make one goal about one thing that you're going to confront. Answer one hard question about yourself this week. Push your own button. Make your own self uncomfortable. Do you have the courage to make yourself uncomfortable? Guys, I got to get out of here. But as always, listen, you can stream right here every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Eastern to listen to the show. Or you can stream on your favorite listening platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, and so many more. Guys, I got to get out of here. I hope you've enjoyed yourself. I'll see you next week with another great and exciting episode. But as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here, y'all. I got to go. Peace.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.